Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
This is a tale of two immigrants. One, a young man from Belgium who decides to move to New York City in the early 1990s, seeking not fame nor fortune, but his fate. The other is a bird of prey, a red-tailed hawk the likes of which hadn't been seen in the city for 100 years.
He was a red-tailed hawk. Completely wild. A stranger to the city, like I was. But he was no lost soul.
Man and hawk both had high expectations. The hawk soon took up residence on a 12-floor ledge of a Fifth Avenue apartment building. For the man, moving up in the world was a bit slower. When Frederic Lillien and the bird's paths crossed, both lives took a dramatic turn. The story of the red-tailed hawk, known as Pale Male, is documented in Frederic Lillien's new feature-length film, The Legend of Pale Male, A Hawk, A City, A Love Story. Frederic Lillien, welcome to Living on Earth.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Why did you decide to come to New York City in the first place?
I guess I was out of options. I was in Belgium and, failing in my law studies and decided to leave. And my God, it's not a better place to go than New York City. And I wrote a letter to my father saying that I would go for a few months and see for myself. And I eventually stayed 15 years.
So you were in Central Park, and you stumble across this bird that's soaring overhead, and it changed your life.
It did, and I must say that at the time I was working as a floor manager of a hair salon on the Upper East Side, and my God, I was hell on earth. I really hated that job, and whenever I could escape, I would go and eat my lunch in the park, and one day, I just looked up, and here he was, eating his own lunch. And I guess that day, I decided that I would quit my job and buy a video camera and become a wildlife filmmaker.
Now, we should say that you might have been a better manager of a hair salon than you were a filmmaker.
Well, it took me quite a long time. But I guess sometime in life, you need those crazy moment to do something. It was probably a very old dream that was buried inside of me, and being in New York helped.
Well, you know, the city is a place of serendipity. You had a chance meeting with a guy named Charles Kennedy, and he winds up changing your life.
Yes, absolutely. So here I am with my little camera trying to run and find this hawk in this huge park, and I wasn't very successful at it. And then one day I saw this guy with this huge camera, beautiful lens, 500mm lens, and I'm like, of course, my first reaction is, oh my God, that city is stealing my idea. he came to me with a big smile, and it's the kind of person that, you know, understood the whole picture here. And right away he said, what are you doing and all that? Oh, well, I have this lens. If you want, you can borrow it. And, oh, my God, did I borrow it. I borrowed it for years and years and years. But most of all, we became very, very good friends.
And we should say that he was watching this red-tailed hawk a lot longer than you.
Absolutely. I mean, he was some sort of an expert. He spent all his days in the park and learning about all the birds, the butterflies, and the moth. And, of course, Pale Male was his favorite because that bird had something very special.
This bird is a pioneer, and he has to make a rather magical accommodation. He has to adjust to humankind. But if he does that, his reward is immense. There are pigeons here, there are rats, songbirds, and squirrels. It is an amazing choice and very rich. And all he has to do is get along with us.
He can get along fine with the people, but Pale Male
takes up residency in one of the ritziest locales in New York City on Fifth Avenue. And the question is, can we get along with him?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, he's the first of his kind to come into the big city and decide, I'm going to make it here. And I guess like any other bird or any other animal, it's all about survival. But this one did it with panache, and everything about this bird is just special and different. And what a story. I mean, the best script writer in Hollywood could not come up with a story like this.
But this is a story not only about you and a hawk. It's a story about a city, a community. And, you know, it's interesting because the city that you portray is one that strangers come together in a way that they ordinarily don't.
Yes, and I'm... It's probably the magic of Pall Mall is because of him that people would sit on a bench. And I believe in a way that observing nature, living in nature, with nature, in a way make you a better person. And because you're admiring this magnificent, free bird right in front of your eyes. And it's quite spectacular. I mean, you would be sitting on the bench in the park in this beautiful setting with Pall Mall and his mate on this penthouse right in front of you. And he would just go after pigeons and catch it in midair right in front of you. And suddenly you have to share this with the person on your left or the person on your right. And one is a billionaire living on the building right next to Pall Mall. And the other one is a homeless.
I have a cockatiel that's hanging in the window on the 9th floor between Madison and Park Avenue. And all of a sudden, I hear my bird go crazy, and I see this huge hawk on my windowsill. I took the bird on my fingers to calm it down, and it didn't die, but I think he might have had a shock.
It's almost like seeing the Virgin Mary in a tree or something. You know, why do people go to see something that is an image of... It's almost religious in a way to see that I come and see him now.
Some people go to Mecca, some people go to Jerusalem, and I just have to go up on the Madison Avenue bus and you get to see Pall Mall.
To see a father hawk or mother hawk bring a rat to his baby, it's wonderful. It's biblical.
These are real New York characters, right out of Central Casting.
New Yorkers, the best. they are amazing. I mean, to me, it's, and I guess that's, I understood after a few years of trying whatever I was trying to do, that the story wasn't necessarily up there in the nest, but was right here on the bench, and Pall Mall had become this fantastic way to explore what nature could do to us and how people perceive it.
Is Pall Mall still sitting atop the 927 Fifth Avenue?
He's still there. He's still doing it. He doesn't give up. He will not give up, as you know, as any good New Yorker. They're very resilient.
And, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
Absolutely. So he's not giving up. I mean, he's had, you know, issues since the nest was removed in 2004. But they're not giving up. Pall Mall and his mate Lola are still around. And if you come to New York City, go to Central Park, and you'll probably find him flying overhead or catching a pigeon right in front of you.
Well, Frederic Lilien, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Sure, my pleasure.
Frederic Lilien's feature film, The Legend of Pall Mall, will open at the Angelica Theater in New York City at the end of this month, and then in selected theaters around the country beginning in December.